Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello and welcome to Creating Change. This is your host, Doug Foresta. Today's episode is about living your purpose and meeting your intentions. And as I record this episode, it doesn't really matter when you listen to it, but if you happen to be listening to it on the date of release, that is 9/11. And for those of you that that don't live in the United States, I'm sure you're all aware, of course, of the events that occurred in United States and New York City on 9/11 and DC as well, the attack on America by Al-Qaeda. And I wanted to share with you a little bit of my journey and sort of reflections along the way. I was reflecting this weekend about this, you know, about living my purpose. And so I want to share with you a little bit. I've told my story before in here, so, you know, you can go back and listen to it in more entirety if you're interested, but I'll just share with you a little bit so you don't have to go back if you haven't heard my story. So on 9/11, 2001, I was living in New York City and I was working as a doorman at a hotel called the Millennium Broadway Hotel in New York City. And I moved to New York. I was born in Brooklyn. I moved to New York, moved back to the city when I was in my early 20s, about 22 or so. And at 24, I started working at the Millennium Broadway Hotel. I'd done some work in marketing and advertising, and then eventually made my way to being the overnight doorman for the Millennium Broadway Hotel. And it was a very fun job. I met some of my closest friends at that job. It was really something that helped me tremendously. But over the years, you know, as years went by, you know, about 5 years in to doing that job, I realized that I could be doing something more. I'd gone from being, you know, someone in their early 20s and, you know, being this young man in my early 20s to being almost 30 years old. And I started to think about, you know, what did I want to do with my life? But at that time, I just thought to myself, well, you know, there's so much that there's so many good things about this job. You know, it's really easy to do. It's a lot of fun. I get to meet people from, you know, all the way from celebrities to the homeless people outside in the street. I get to earn, you know, good money. I mean, I always come home with, you know, a certain amount of money in my pocket. And, you know, I think at the other side was also this fear of what else could I do? And so, although I had some intentions, I started to go back to school for theater and communications, but I just didn't have a sense that I could actually do work that A, would pay me the same amount of money, B, that I'd be able to kind of make it out there. And so I found myself a little bit stuck, and to be honest. And around that time, that was right around the time that 9/11 happened. And I came back to the hotel a couple of days later, and it was just such a somber attitude. You know, it was so somber. It was so sad. And there were people in the hotel. The hotel had been turned into a grief center. And many of the people in the hotel were people who had survived the showers, or there were people that were looking for their loved ones. And of course, we now know that, you know, those people, for the most part, that they were looking for did not make it out. And I remember, you know, I was just reflecting on that this weekend. I mean, I remember just thinking about it. It pushed me, you know, that kind of gave me the sense, you know, life isn't going to go on forever. I think I kind of had the sense of like, well, I'll do it another day, another day, another day. And all of a sudden, I realized that, I think it really pushed me to realize, life isn't going to go on forever. And, you know, what do you want to do with your life, and to take a chance and take a risk? And so at the time I was, I had just gotten married, actually. The month before, I got married in August of 2001. And I said to my, my then wife, we're now since divorced, but I said to her, you know, why don't we move to Massachusetts? That's where she was from. And I really had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I just knew that I wanted to do something more. I wanted to make an impact. And so I moved to Massachusetts without really any discernible, without any discernible skill, but I had the intention that I was going to do something more with my life. And when I first got to Massachusetts, it was very difficult. I got a job, you know, I'd been making good money at the hotel, and I only had a bachelor's in psychology at the time. And I decided that I wanted to go into human services, social services. And I got a job for $11 an hour managing two group homes and for people with disabilities. And it was very difficult work, very low paying work. About 6 months after that, I got into child welfare. I went back to school. I got my master's in social work. I became a licensed therapist. And I've just been reflecting this weekend about this journey, you know, for the past 15 years and thinking to myself, have I met my intentions? And if not, what else do I need to do? And I thought about as a podcast, I thought about as for you as a listener to think about your intentions and purpose and meaning in your life. I think it's really easy to kind of, as my friend, I highly recommend, I'll give you a shout out for a podcast called Life Balance Advantage. And in that podcast, my good friend Mark talks about this idea that, you know, we're sleepwalking through life, that we sleepwalk through life. And I know for me that that was definitely true, you know, that I really found myself sleepwalking through life. And you know, I started thinking about, like, have I met my intention? So, you know, this year I have what's happened in that time, you know, I was thinking about what are some of the substantial things that have happened in that time. And what was my intention? You know, when I walked out the doors of the hotel, you know, I walked out the employee entrance for the last time, you know, and I've gone back to the hotel, but I never obviously can walk back into the employee entrance. And when I walked out of the employee entrance for that last time in 2001, you know, what was my intention? And my intention was to do something more. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew that I wanted to have a bigger impact in the world. I wanted to do more with my life than simply than be a doorman. And there's nothing wrong with being a doorman, but I knew that I could add more value to my life. So I think about that way. And what's interesting is that how it's not just one intention, right? I mean, when I look back since then, I spent 10 years in child welfare. I spent 10 years working in child welfare, working with hundreds, if not maybe over 1,000 families and working with them, hopefully to strengthen their families. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients from all over the world doing individual family and couples therapy. I started, podcasts, including this podcast, which, you know, hopefully you're listening to this somewhere in the world that maybe I wouldn't have reached you if not for podcasting. And I've helped hundreds of people and organizations start their own podcasts. So I look back and say, okay, did I meet my intention? And, you know, the answer to me is yes and no. I still very much feel myself to be on the journey, but I have a much better sense of my purpose. You know, when I left the hotel, I felt like my purpose or my beginning of my journey was just to hold not knowing. And in the beginning, I think that's one of the things we may need to do when we set an intention for ourselves. It may just be the intention of, I want to do more, and I want to do something and I know it's not this. And so, you know, maybe that first intention really is about, I need to really stop and listen and think about, what is it that I want to do next? What is it that I really need to do? And I may not know what that is, but I'm going to hold the intention to even stop and listen and honor the question of what do I need to do? So that's kind of the first step, is to really think about that. I then, you know, the other piece I thought to myself is, yeah, I mean, I've talked about this before. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but I've certainly talked about it on social media. This idea that I really believe that there is no there, you know, that a lot of times we think to ourselves, you know, when I have this, when I have that, when I get to a certain level, then I'll be successful. Then I can feel good about myself. And the reality is that there is no there. There's only now, right? There's only this moment. There's only this moment in life. So when we wait for the there, we cheat ourselves out of enjoying the success that we have in the present moment. So I must confess, you know, as I look back, I say 15 years later, there's so much more that I want to do, and there's so much more that I have yet to do in terms of having the full impact that I want to have in the world. And you know, in terms of inspiring people. But at the same time, I have to look back and say, you know, at every step, have I taken a risk? Have I taken the risk to go after my dreams? And I'd have to say that for the most part, although sometimes I've dragged my feet at times, I would say for the most part, yes. You know, for the most part, when, you know, I told myself that I would do child welfare work until I just no longer wanted to do it anymore. And I did that. I did it for 10 years. And then when I just decided that there were other things that I really wanted to do more, then I went out and pursued those. I became the head of therapist for an online therapy company. And then, you know, started working with people when they started asking me to help them with podcasting, and still doing that, obviously. So I'd have to say that, you know, as I look back, you know, like I said, have I met my intentions? I believe that I believe walking out that door and taking that step has led me to a place where, you know, I don't believe that I would have been doing the work that I'm doing now. You know, I also teach, I teach social policy. I've taught social policy. I've taught, you know, counseling and social work. My goal in life is to, as George Bernard Shaw says, you know, to be thoroughly used up when I die. I want to be able to have as much of an impact as possible, as much of a positive impact, and to do as much good as I can, but to do the work that I specifically came here to do. And I would encourage you to think the same way. You know, what is the work that you need to do, right? There's so many good things that we could be doing, but what is the work that you need to do? What do you need specifically to do? And yeah, I don't believe that I would have went back to school for my master's in social work had I stayed in New York. I don't believe I would have been able to really go back. And I don't know that I would have had the courage to leave the hotel without really just making a clean break and leaving the city. And at the same time, you know, there's also the sense of, you know, the thing about intention that's so interesting is that if you ever listened to Wayne Dyer, he talked about the power of intention. And intention being a force in the universe rather than will. And I certainly do believe that intention is kind of a mixture. You know, we do have to in a way set our will. I mean, intention to set goals, to meet goals, it does require some level of willpower. But willpower alone, I don't think gets you there. I think that we also have to be open to receiving, and we have to be open to what's next. And it's a really interesting time for me because, like I said, I mean, obviously, I'm sure, you know, many of you have 9/11 stories. And by the way, if you have a story that you'd like to share, I would love to hear it. And you can email me at DougForesta@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your story. But, you know, I just found that there are these few moments in life where you wake up, and literally I woke up to 9/11. I actually, again, if you haven't listen to my story about what happened, I slept through the actual, I was on the Upper East Side at the time. And of course the towers were downtown, and I slept through the entire thing. And I woke up to my brother-in-law couldn't get out of the city. He was living in New Jersey, and he was pushing the buzzer on the front door. And I had just kind of incorporated that into my dreams. And then when I came outside, I saw, you know, he says, come down to the end of the block, and I saw this giant fireball in the distance. And, you know, when I turned on the TV, I woke up to 9/11. So for me, it was literally waking up from my sleep. And it just made me realize, you know, there's this tension in life that we always have, you know, I think of tension and intention, this tension, I think, between being safe and, you know, and feeling like we're in a place where we feel safe, where there's enough. And I think there's importance to that. It's important, we, you know, to feel safe. I think that I wouldn't discount that. And at the same time, there's also this place where we have to stretch out beyond our comfort zone and take a risk in order to do something that maybe we feel called to do. And maybe we don't even realize that what we feel called to do, we don't even know what that is yet. We just know that it's not this, right? That there's this dissatisfaction. And for me, that's what I think, you know, if I could give you sort of one of my takeaways that I found over the last 15 years is this idea of pursue your passion until to a point of dissatisfaction. In other words, you may not, whatever you're doing today, whatever brings you joy today, whatever is the thing that is really excites you, at some point may not excite you. If you listen to the episode I did recently with Bill O'Hanlon, we talked about this, you know, that doing, you know, for example, you know, for Bill, it was, you know, doing therapy for years and years until one day he knew that he wanted to do something else. And I think that's the exciting thing about our lives is if we're blessed enough every day to keep going, that every day we have an opportunity to ask ourselves, what do I want to do? What excites me? What meaning and purpose can I contribute to the world? How can I use my gifts and skills to help others? And at the same time, you know, what you maybe once were passionate about, you may find yourself becoming dissatisfied. And when you become dissatisfied, it's important to set that intention to allow yourself to really be honest about that dissatisfaction and then take the next step. Even if the next step is, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I know it's not this. I'm open to whatever the next thing is. I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to journal, but I'm going to move to the next phase of my life. And, you know, if I look back over the last 15 years, I would have to say that 16 years, you know, if I look back, I mean, one of the things that I think is frightening to me is how quickly it's gone. You know, I'm going to sound like an old fogey here, but, you know, as I turned 44 this year, and for some reason, it really hit me. Maybe it's just that mid-age, you know, they call it, you know, middle-age crisis or something. I don't know that I'm having a middle-age crisis, but I definitely feel that piece about, oh my God, how did 44 years go by so quickly? And how did 16 years go by so quickly? And I think there's something really important about reflecting on our lives to think about where we want to go next. And as I reflect on those 16 years, I think, like I said, one of the takeaways for me is this idea of, you know, I did things until I didn't want to do them. You know, I pursued things that I was passionate about until I reached a point that, you know, where I just felt like I had this voice inside me that said, it's time to move on to the next thing. And I think sometimes we feel like, you know, setting an intention means we have to set an intention forever. But I think one of the intentions that we can set for ourselves is, I'm going to follow my bliss. You know, as Joseph Campbell says, follow your bliss. And then if that becomes not bliss anymore, then ask yourself what needs to change and what you need to do. Because I don't think that we do our best work in the world from a place of obligation or when things feel like a drudgery, right? With our best work comes from a place of joy. You know, if I look at what am I most proud of, you know, over the past 16 years, I mean, the two things that jump out immediately for me are my son, Samuel, who, by the way, has also been on this podcast with me. I encourage you to listen to that episode. And more recently, also my daughter, Eleanor, who was born just a couple of months ago, who's 4 months old. They're definitely, you know, my pride and joy, and two of my greatest, I feel like, you know, accomplishments that I'm really proud of, although, you know, parenting is ongoing. It's never a finished accomplishment, but being in that journey, getting to have an influence, hopefully, on them, and to be able to share my values and to be able to just be with them in their journey is amazing. And so that's something that's been really fantastic. The other thing I think that's been really great over the past 16 years was definitely going back to school was really helpful, you know, to go back to become a therapist, to become a professional clinical social worker, and to be able to pass that on. The other thing I'm really proud of is that just like I walked out those doors, you know, all those years ago from the hotel, after about 10 years, I walked out from a state job, you know, working in child welfare, and walked out of that, even though it was a safe, secure job. And, you know, there's days certainly where I look back and go, oh my God, what was I thinking? You know, it would be so much easier if I was just getting a paycheck every 2 weeks and, you know, the life would be, you know, just more simple and stable. And yet I know that had I done that, I would have been selling short the reason that I walked through those doors in the first place. And I think that's for me, if I think about the rest of my life and where I want to go. And of course, God knows what that is, right? We really don't know. And I can only give you my perspective as it is right now. What I want to do is I think my intention for me is I want to make the most of, I made that decision all those years ago to walk out from the safety and security of being a doorman in New York City and walking out of the hotel and leaving New York. I want to live my life in a way that honors the intention of why did I leave in the first place? I left so that I could have a life that was extraordinary. I don't mean extraordinary in the sense of like being a Kardashian or, you know, having millions of dollars or, you know, driving yachts or something like that. That's not what I mean. But extraordinary to me means having an extraordinary impact, taking risks and putting myself out there in the world so that when I look back at my life and say, yes, I spent, I really learned from the events of 9/11. What I learned is that life doesn't go on forever. You know, what your world can be turned upside down. And that, we need to make as much of an impact as possible when we're here. And I want to continue to live in a way that every day I honor that intention that I set out on as a 28 when I left the hotel, as a 28-year-old man leaving the hotel to say, this is how I want to live my life. That every day, or at least once a week, it's a little busy with an infant, but at least once a week or a couple times a week, that I really reflect on that and say, am I living in a way that really honors that intention that I set for myself all those years ago as a younger man? And if I can continue to do that, I feel like I will feel that my life is, that I used my life for good, that I used my life to the best of my ability. And I would encourage you to think about that. You know, it doesn't have to be a 9/11, right? And I haven't spent a lot of time really talking about 9/11 itself because it's just not, that's not really the topic of this. But I do want to say that my heart goes out to anyone who was affected by 9/11, people who, you know, if you lost a loved one or just in any way, you know, I think we were all to some degree traumatized. You know, if you survived and you lived in that time in history, you'll always remember where you were. It's kind of like, you know, where you were when JFK got shot or, you know, when Princess Diana, just these big moments in history, these major, you know, moments in history, and you'll always remember where you were. And I think we can use those moments, like I said, they can help us to really sometimes set intentions. And the other piece is, it doesn't have to be an event as large as a 9/11. You know, it can be simply waking up and saying, there's got to be more, right? It can be waking up and saying, you know what? I can't sit at this job one more day. I have to find a way to live my passion. I have to find a way to move beyond. And that I really believe that we do have this inner guidance system. And I've talked about that as well. We have this inner guidance system that leads us towards where we want to go. I don't believe that there's just one thing we can do with our lives, but I think there's a general sense of what we are called to do. And we can probably do that in many ways, but there is sort of a cluster of things that we could do. And if we're in the right cluster, you know, we're going to feel better about ourselves. We're going to feel more passionate. So I would challenge you, you know, if you feel like you're sleepwalking through life in some way, you know, is there a moment that could wake you up? You know, even if it's just journaling and reflecting upon, you know, is your life where you wanted it to be? Was there a time in your life when you set an intention? And if there wasn't a time in your life that you set an intention about what you want to do, then use this as a wake up call to say, what is it that I want to do with my life? What is my intention? You know, what is my intention? And then to match your life to that intention. And again, an intention doesn't have to be so specific as, you know, for you to say, well, Doug, I don't know what I want to do. Okay. Maybe your intention is to give yourself freedom to truly explore what it is that you want to do. That can be an intention, right? It doesn't have to be work either. You know, it could be, it could be something like, how do I live with more passion and love in my life? How do I connect more deeply with others? How do I become a more kind and loving person? How do I create more peace in the world? How do I bring more beauty into the world? It could be so many different things, right? There's so many different intentions. And, you know, it's certainly not for me to tell you what that is. You have to really find that for yourself, right? That's something that you have to discover for yourself. But I can say that when I look back and I think about every time I think about 9/11, there's a part of me that brings me back. Like I said, you know, I left New York probably about 3 months after it was December. So about 3 months after 9/11. And I just picture myself walking through those doors for the very last time. And that intention that I set for myself, that I said, I am going to live a life that is my life, that is extraordinary on my terms, that serves others, that makes the most of my talents and abilities. Do I do that every day? Absolutely not. You know, I'm still struggling towards that, but that's my intention. And that's what I'm holding myself to. You know, I hope that I'm on the way to that. I don't feel like I'm, like I said, I mean, there is no there. So I appreciate getting to be on the journey towards that. And I also have a sneaking suspicion that that journey, as Joseph Campbell often said, you know, the journey is its own reward. So I hope that you, I hope this has been helpful to you. I encourage you to set your own intentions. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Doug Foresta. We'll be back with another episode next week of Creating Change. As remember, as always, keep creating. The world needs your voice. Take care, everyone.